I'll be out for a second, and I'll be right back in.
All
right.
Man, it's crazy we talking about these the boss, them two, because I was having a conversation with my homeboys and a couple of the young guys last night about it. I feel that really it's Jason Tatum's team.
It is.
He shows the leadership. I mean, you don't, I know you, they don't get to the finals last year without both of them. But you look at it, you look at Jason Tatum, he probably ain't getting no energy until September, October of this year. That man was drained last year in them playoffs, man. He burnt himself out to get to the finals.
Yeah, and he was offensively the best player offensively throughout that whole playoffs.
Yeah, he burnt himself out getting there. Well, Jaylen Brown did this thing too to help him get there.
As we all do, a lot of times there can only be one.
Yeah, you can't have two scores like that.
And as good as Brown is, if you had an opportunity to pair KD and Jason Tatum, why not go for it? A lot of times we got to realize where we are in the hierarchy. It ain't just about being appreciated. You ain't a number one guy. I mean, you a spade, but you a low spade. You can win a book, but you ain't going to. You can cut something, but you ain't Joker Ace Deuce. I mean Joker Deuce Ace. You ain't up there. You are a good player. You're not a Hall of Fame caliber player. Let's be honest. And they was going after the big dog. They were going after KD. So of course your name could equal some kind of equal compensation. They wanted if you trade in the conference, you ain't gonna trade KD. You gonna have KD, Jaylen Brown, and Tatum. No, we ain't gonna never win nothing. Uh-uh. But see, a lot of times, and that's why you got to have that coach is key. When Udoka was there, you didn't really hear about all this. You didn't hear about all this. They got the other young dude in there. He's doing a good job. But when the playoffs come, when the pressure comes, you got to have somebody that can take control and shush that mess down. You ain't hear. Think about it like this. As we hear about it now, as much animosity as the Chicago Bulls had winning their championships and stuff, you ain't hear about a whole bunch of stuff coming out about the Chicago Bulls. They kept that mess on the hush. Horace Grant was pissed. Yeah, you ain't hear how bad he was until he got traded to Orlando. That's when he started talking. So you on the same team, you're in the midst of an opportunity to win a championship. Now we're talking about what happened in the summer. And a lot of them cats allow the media to perpetuate this stuff and bring this stuff out. Now the distraction. Keep your focus on the focus, man. Mm-hmm. KD is always in the West. You think he worrying about you? You think the Nets worrying about you?
He relaxing. He getting his ankles rubbed out.
And just like this, eventually you are gonna get traded because you think you're a number one. Look at Paul George. He thought he was a number one. He thought he was that guy. Tried to be that guy and got traded out.
Yes, he did. So, speaking of a number one, Philadelphia will play the Brooklyn Nets. The Miami Heat.
Miami Heat
going seven, but I'll take Miami at seven.
Really?
I mean, Philadelphia at seven.
Why would? Oh, Philippine who?
The Miami Heat.
Oh, Miami. I ain't going seven. Miami sucked this year. Miami is terrible.
But see, the thing is, they got enough pieces.
Again, Jimmy Butler is not a number one.
Right, that's my point.
Jimmy Butler is Jalen Brown. They think they number one, and they can win you a couple games, but they ain't going to win you the whole shebang.
But Joel Embiid?
Like, man, them people bringing out, they're going to be a gentleman's sweep. They gonna get a push. They gonna get the real. They gonna get a push broom. They gonna get the little the pooper scooper chain. They gonna be 4-1 series because the NBA needs
I'll give it six. Joel Embiid plays at five, but he's number one.
Yeah, he's number one. That's why when Joel Embiid told that man, "I am the process. You is just a piece." my man got mad with him, and he ain't been able to play basketball since.
Oh yeah, it's time for Philly to get. I say they'll sweep because they kind of owe him a little something. Remember, year before last, Miami eliminated Philadelphia, and Jimmy Butler went on that rant and said, "Y'all chose Tobias Harris over me." Yeah, Philly don't I'm not a Sixers fan, but Philly don't forget stuff like that. Philly don't forget stuff like that. Now we remember that.
I bet you Jimmy Butler would want to still be in Philly now.
So I got Philly choosing violence over Miami in that one. Cleveland and New York.
Yeah, this was most intriguing.
This is four versus five. This is the four and the five seed. Spider-Man, Cleveland versus New Spider-Man, York. I've been high on Cleveland even before Spider-Man. I liked how they played last year, how they fought last year, how it's turned over this year. And this is one of the most underrated defensive teams that I've seen this year. So yeah, I just don't like the Knicks.
But
I don't like them.
I'm sorry to say.
I think they're one of the most dysfunctional teams in the league.
Cleveland a good team, but their record speak for itself. They ain't no better than a four seed.
Well, I mean, it's like Julius Randle needs to get his emotions.
You get a superstar and you still get the same outcome. You go get Donovan Mitchell. Without Donovan Mitchell over there last year, you was a four seed.
No, yeah, there was an AC.
Or whatever, but they was a good team.
Yes, they were.
But you ain't making no progress. I mean, you middle of the pack. I'll take the Knicks in that 4-5 matchup.
I don't trust the Knicks either.
For the simple fact that Jalen Brunson is a dog.
I will give you that. I'll give you Jalen Brunson, but the rest of the team.
Now you get a different
game series.
You get a different Julius Randle that doesn't cry and just go out there and play ball.
That's who I can't trust.
I give
Randle two games. I can't give him four.
I'm gonna tell you like this.
And Jason Hart, Donovan
Mitchell gonna be upset still because they didn't trade for him in New York, and he wanted to go back home. That man gonna average 38 points and 10 assists a game on them people.
And go home.
I bet you they won't. They ain't going home.
So, pretty much, whoever wins that round ain't getting faster than anybody in the second round.
I'll take a Philly steak and cheese on that, Jack. The meals rules, so everybody get ready to change their pick there.
No, I picked Cleveland already, so we on the same page. I picked Cleveland because we was already on the same page. Who's the center for New York? Would you pick him over Jared Allen?
I need a Williams guy.
I'm about to say Herb Williams, but that was back in
the day. As the Rock said, it does not matter what his name is. Would you pick him over Jared Allen?
I mean, they split. It doesn't matter who plays center. Can you name
either one of them?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Boban.
The game has evolved.
He's making more money off of commercials than playing.
Of State Farm, baby, the Boban money.
Yeah, the game's evolved so much. I don't know who plays center no more. I know Joel Embiid plays center. I know Jokic plays center.
Look, I ain't see Boban for a minute. Then I look up and look at the movie Hustle. Here he go. I'm 18 years old. I'm 22. That's my son. He's 10.
Yeah, the math ain't mathing somewhere on that one.
Okay, guys, I want to get you guys to take one of our guys. That we know and love, Mr. Kendrick Perkins, the Percolator.
Oh boy,
was let go by ESPN earlier this week?
No,
that was fake news.
I had to redact the story. You ain't see my retraction.
No, I ain't get the retraction. I wish I did though, cause man, we was. But still,
but ESPN get ready to get hit though, because the Disney Corporation is banned. Laying off over 7,000 jobs in the next couple of months, and ESPN is under the Disney Corporation. I think the acquisition of the whole Marvel Universe kind of hurt them, and trying to put out too many shows and trying to pay all these actors, which is now hurting the bottom line across the board. So it's going to be less people actually at the amusement parks as well. They're letting go of some of that staff too.
Oh wow!
They're trying to recoup that bread.
Yeah, trying to recoup that bread.
And because of what's happening now with all the streaming services,
we don't have to go to ESPN for our sports. We don't have to, cable is quickly dying. So the television market is changing. Like Stars and all that stuff, you don't have to have a subscription to a cable network just to have their subscription. So pay $5 or $6 and that's what's, WWE broke the system with this, individual subscription stuff. Cause that's what WWE, Netflix, all them stuff. And so ESPN is struggling because we can find a game anywhere. We can just search the net. You can go on YouTube and find stuff. And because the watching public, the younger watching public, they don't sit for no whole games. They don't watch whole games. They'll rather watch highlights on YouTube and then be done with it for 5 or 10 minutes. So everything is changing.
Oh yes, and it's changing rapidly. It is the Studio W Sports Page brought to you by J&J, 3302 Williamsburg Road, Supreme Flea Market. Tell my guys, Naeem and Jamil, that Studio W sent you. We're gonna talk about some NFL. The free agency draft is coming up. I got Dolphins fans in here. I got Washington fans in here, and I want your guys' take.
And we got runner-ups
on how y'all feel.
Oh, we got runner-ups too.
Uh-oh. Rather be running ups than not show up. But anyway.
It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that ring.
And none of us got one. So nope. Guys.
Yeah.
How you feel about your teams?
You know what? I think, there was like one of the moves that I happened to, you know, stumble upon the other day and I sent to Romar.
I've seen it. I ain't say nothing.
Oh, I kind of
like about 10 minutes before you hit me with.
Oh, okay. Because yeah, that was one of those low key ones that I said, "Oh, this might be an interesting move." So I was like, "Okay." So I was like, you know, I'm glad that we are addressing somewhat of one of our needs is offensive lineman. You know, we need protection for Sam Howell, man, who's supposed to be. Now QB1 next season.
Was that the guy from Pittsburgh?
No, North Carolina.
He was the quarterback in North Carolina.
No, I'm talking about the lineman y'all picked up.
Oh.
So Pittsburgh had one of the worst lines of the year. Y'all excited about somebody y'all picked up?
Well, I mean, I'm hoping, prayfully, is a good move. You know, I'm not sold on it per se because I never heard much about him.
We use faith in church, not on the gridiron.
Well, you gotta hope for something and see how that works, and hopefully it works. Keyword, but I mean, it's been like low key for us. So
yeah, I'm just after I seen at first I was like the Giants crazy for giving Dan the Dimes all that money and not going ahead and getting Saquon on the contract, but. That Jamie Waller trade made me look at all that move in a whole different light now, because you might have did the right thing by go ahead giving him the money, and you saved the didn't they franchise Saquon?
Yeah, they did.
They franchised him basically to go ahead and get the negotiations out the way, and know that they gonna lock him up, but they just. They gave him like a two-way player in Jamie Waller, wide receiver or tight end. And he can go either way, you know.
The thing about the Giants is, or quarterback situations, $40 million shouldn't be cheap for all quarterbacks. So
you know Mahomes don't even get that money.
Yeah, his money is spread out over a lot, and with the restructuring of deal, just like Miami was able to restructure. Hill and Armstead's contract to free off over $40 million on the cap. The Giants are playing really, really smart ball because they was offering Saquon $11 million a year anyway for an extension for 3 more years. And what's happening is the running back market is suppressed and depressed, and so they said we can have Daddy Mike Shanahan ruined the running back system because he was like, I can put anybody in my system and be successful as having a good running game. Anybody who knew who Jeff Wilson was before he got to San Francisco? So the running game
And with, you can pick up great running backs and still not win. Look at Zeke when he was playing in Dallas. He was playing great. They still ain't win. Christian McCaffrey from Carolina, and he was with San Francisco this year. They still didn't win. So you don't have to have a great running back and $10 million. Ain't nobody getting no more Christian McCaffrey money. Ain't nobody getting no more Alex Kamara money. So if, as a running back, if you're looking for that, I'm sorry, buddy, you out of luck. That kind, those contracts gone. It's $10 to $12 million for a running back for 3 years, and that's going to be about it.
Yeah, the same thing can be said for the safety market, because after Jesse Bates signed that contract, it just – the market is pretty much cut in half. Because yep. You think about it, I think about it like this. Jesse Bates signed that contract with the Atlanta Falcons. It's worth $16 million a season. Next one up was C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who signed with Detroit for $8 million. Yeah. Now, and I don't blame – and yeah, I hate to see my guy go, but I don't blame him one bit. Much as going to rest my Eagles brethren and everybody else, they say he was stupid to take that deal or he mismanaged the market. Yeah, at the beginning of the market, what I believe was Philadelphia signed him, offered a contract, 3 years, $24 million. But $17 million of it was backloaded, which means he was going to have to play next two seasons at $3.5 million just to see that $17
million. And he won't go ever see that $17
million. And he's not going to see that $17 million because you see what happened to Darius Slay now. Ironically, it kind of worked out in Darius Slay's favor at the end of the day, but who's to say that was going to happen with him? I mean, $3.5 million. I'm not going to problem myself. I'm going to live that long to see that 17 million. So I don't blame him one bit for turning that down and going out for the best bag possible. And like I said, just like the running back market, the safety market is going to dry up and he got the best bag possible.
You see what I was seeing somewhere. Arizona looking for a second round pick for DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, but don't nobody want to give it to him
because the Raiders been looking at them.
They're not gonna go after Hop. First of all, they got too much money tied up in Adams, and see that's the problem with Hop.
And Jacobs, they just gave that the running back. He deserved his contract.
But the thing about it is the reason why a lot of people ain't touching DeAndre Hopkins because they're hit. For a wide receiver, his contract too big, and then he's always out, and he was just came out off a suspension from PED, so that also can hurt and hinder you trying to trade a second round pick for these people, man. Yeah. And they know he unhappy, and see when you know a player is unhappy, the ownership of good GM like, he don't want to play for y'all anyway. Why I'm gonna give you something big that you want? He gonna go for about a third or fourth. Watch. He's going for a third or fourth on draft day. He's gonna be with a new team. Don't be surprised if he end up in Carolina.
There were reports that he wanted to go to Dallas and he would do almost anything to get over there. But
Dallas ain't got no money.
I will say this.
Can they just trade for Brandon Cook?
Jerry might do a lot of crazy things, but Jerry ain't gonna allow nobody to come in there and talk. Too much smack back to him.
Yep.
Yeah, that Brandon Cook sign just pretty much took them out of the Hopkins sweepstakes.
Now, here's what you better be weary of. DeAndre Hopkins getting traded to the Kansas City Chiefs.
I agree.
And guess what? He'll shut up. And be quiet to play with Pat Mahomes.
That's Jordan, man. Everybody want to play with Jordan.
And if that does come to fruition, I would probably see
Odell Beckham not too far behind.
And what's going to happen is DeAndre gonna change his contract. He's going to renegotiate his deal. If that goes in, he's going to renegotiate his deal. But remember this one thing. Kansas City don't really trade for a whole bunch of or pay their wide receivers a whole bunch of money. They got Tyreek Hill in the 6th, 7th round. They had Mecole Hardman. He gone. They gave Juju Smith a 1 year, $8 million.
He's gone.
And so they had Hardman, Pascal, man, they keep little small, fast little dudes, man. Watch, man, be with.
That draft, he know how to draft.
He's bad. They know how to get them some. in order to get some with some steppers.
All right, well, let me now. Do y'all see another Super Bowl run from KC?
More yeah, than, they get Hopkins.
As long as they got Jordan, they can always be in the chase for a Super Bowl run.
So you saying there's a dynasty possibly?
As long as they got Jordan, that man been to 3 Super Bowls.
I mean, it's, I would already consider them a dynasty.
And 5 NFC championships in 5 years.
I would consider them a dynasty. I mean, it doesn't. You do not have to quite accumulate the number of rings, even though they still have 2. But look at all the division titles they done had. They won it almost every year. Every year they in the Super Bowl. Every year, so they win an AFC championship. So yes, they have dominated the division. They have been dominated the conference. And 2 times they conquered the whole league. So yeah, I would definitely consider them a dynasty. Now you imagine Pat Mahomes throwing to Odell Beckham. A healthy Odell, but we gotta put the keyword healthy on it. But and DeAndre Hopkins with Travis Kelce.
I also heard there's a lot of that Odell and Jets thing has been picking up a lot of traction. Like he's buying into maybe wanting to go there to play along with the gunslinger known as Aaron Rodgers.
Which brings me to a good question, I guess. Who would you rather have as your quarterback?
I would definitely love the magician at my quarterback position.
Well, I mean, at this point, I mean,
I call Mahomes the magician.
Is there any comparison, honestly? But outside of Mahomes, who else you got? I mean,
wait, look.
Let's think about it.
Jordan
for
is the best out there right now. Who would I rather have? Michael Jordan.
Well, I mean, but I'm saying, but what I'm saying, outside of Mahomes, who else you got? Really? I mean, outside, let's take him out of the equation. Like, he's already top. He's top tier, of course. Nobody's going to ever dispute that.
Okay,
man.
Who you got as number 2? Don't ask me that because you already know my answer. Number 2.
Well,
is.
Okay. Well, you okay? We got all right. For let's see. All right, for Rev and Romar. All right, go ahead. Who you think your number 2 would be, quarterback wise?
I'm gonna take my guy. But if I didn't have to take my guy, give me Joe Cool.
Joe Burrow.
Joe Cool. Give me Joe Cool.
Ooh, yeah.
If I think about it, man, when I, first he went to the Super Bowl, he took Cincinnati Bengals to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, let that sink
let
in.
That
let that sink in. Then, the Bengals.
Then he whooped up, he went to Buffalo and whooped up on that boy up there that he talking all this smack about. Another one that ain't getting no flack for that win and nothing. He's been in the championship games and all that stuff. Man, who else, man?
And he rivals Jordan.
He rivals Jordan. That's
he rivals
him.
He
Barrelhead Stadium and everything.
Like, come on, you give the best of the league the run.
This is what's surprising me. It's probably just smokescreen talk. If you an NFC team that ain't just like the Giants just gave that man his money, why ain't you going after Lamar? The NFC is wide open. The best quarterback in the NFC is Jalen Hurts.
Absolutely.
Why is it, man, if somebody out west, man, you got regular division, you get, man, if San Francisco get Lamar Jackson, it's over.
Yep.
Not criminal.
See, well, and just the thing about it is.
The thing there, the Shanahans don't like too many of us of color.
They like winning though.
You see how they destroyed Robert.
I'm gonna tell you something about that. They destroyed Robert, but Robert's food hopper could also audible to play. Man, you know your knee messed up. Why is you out there still trying to run Reed zone? I got it.
I'm playing hero ball.
Mm. But we told Lamar not to play this year anyway. When they won't give him no contract.
Right.
Look, man.
But nobody listened to you.
But you know what they saying? Why is it so hard for him to get that contract? That Deshaun Watson contract made it hard for quarterbacks and something.
No.
It's not even that.
I'll tell you this. It's the system that they trying to protect now. It's the sanctity of the system because really he got agents going against him in these GM meetings because they don't want him to be able to negotiate his own deal. Because if they see
If the system see that a man can negotiate his own stuff, why would the rest, anybody else need it? Laramie Tunsil, because people say, well, he needed it. Laramie Tunsil just negotiated his own deal, and it's the highest paid tackle, and he don't have an agent in the NFL.
He didn't do this the last two contracts.
He ain't never had one.
Never had one.
So, and see, the NFL on some old, now that my business partner, you can't talk to my business partner. When me and my business partner been in partnership because he ain't go to a 2-day seminar and paid y'all $2,500. That's all you gotta do to be a certified NFL agent. Y'all know that?
Say what?
Yeah.
You go to a 2-day seminar, pay $2,500 to get your certification.
Oh, shit.
I think I got $2,500
somewhere. I think he can pull this.
If you're a lawyer, I mean, remember they tried to pull that mess in the NBA? You had to have certified agents and LeBron, or you had to have a bachelor's degree, and LeBron, because this guy don't have a bachelor's degree, and they was getting mad that Maverick Carter was making all the deals, and that he had so many of all the superstar players, they was mad that, see, a lot of time, the establishment just ain't the NBA. The establishment is everything connected with it too, or the NFL. The establishment does not want for us as black men, smart black men, to be able to negotiate our deals because we can cut off the 2-3%. You talking about hiring a lawyer and he get a flat rate, but probably about $2,500 to $250,000, or I can give you, I'll have to pay you $2.5 to $3 million because you get 1 or 2% of my contract. Man, nah, cuz. If I can do this myself, Ray Allen never had an agent.
Never
had an agent. Negotiated all his deals.
Never knew.
I can see how that opens up Pandora's box right there.
That's why he was Jesus, huh? That's why he was Shuttlesworth.
Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Jesus! In a movie and never negotiated a deal.
My thinking was, Not only does you have to show Lamar Jackson the bag, but any team that wants right now got to have that money already set up for him and ready to write a check to put in escrow and give up 2 first-round picks.
But see, this is the thing. What you think they're trying to give up for the Jets trying to give up for Aaron Rodgers?
Everything they can?
No, they ain't. That's why they ain't.
You're right.
That's why it ain't went down yet. And here's the thing. Baltimore hurting themselves. They thinking they got all the leverage. A lot of people, I don't know why the majority of the population, except for when it comes for them, always side with ownership. They always side with ownership. But we are actually, if you were at your job, you wouldn't want to be siding with ownership. You'd be trying to get the most money you can. And so you looking at this big old thing. He got the money. They got the money. Baltimore messing themselves up because they can't do nothing because they got to keep their money tied up just in case he signed that franchise center. So you can't really improve your team. If he sits out all the next year, they gonna have to make a decision. Lamar come from the mud. You think he spent all his little piece of change already? No, because he knew this day was coming.
Yeah. And just to note that you look at the Baltimore Ravens last season, without Lamar Jackson in the lineup, their offensive production was worse than the Houston Texans. The worst team in the league. They had worse offensive production than the Houston Texans without Lamar Jackson in the lineup. That's what they got to look forward to if Lamar Jackson is not on that field for them. So yes, the Baltimore Ravens have absolutely zero leverage. None of what I can see. Maybe, Lamar Jackson, if I was him, I would, this was the last time I see it until I got something written in ink.
Man, they ain't trying to get them
that. I'm not touching field till the ink dry. The ink gotta be dry on that bag until before you see me on the field again, but hey, that's the world we live in. So Rev, tell me what's going on with your acquisition with the Dolphins, man.
Man, Miami is doing
Well, with the restructuring of contracts, with being able to pay and grab Jalen Ramsey, last year we had one of the most depleted secondaries due to injury. This young fellow, that Trio Williams, got hurt in training camp last year, a 6'2 fast corner out of Syracuse. Watch what I tell you. If he stays healthy, he's going to be dangerous. We also have our two safeties. One of our safeties got hurt. Brandon Jones, he got hurt as a safety last year. He'll be back. He's going to be back this year with Javon Hollins, with X-Man, with Patrick Ramsey. And we picked up a decent linebacker to go along with Jerome Baker, with Chubb and Phillips on the edge and Christian Watkins in the middle. Man, we're going to be dangerous, man, defensively. We average 26 points a game, but we're also giving up 25.8.
Offensively, your quarterback might still be throwing up gang signs.
And man, as long as, hold up, Charlotte. Don't get to talk about our people like that. But the smartest thing they could have did is sign him to that fifth year joint, because we wouldn't be in that Daniel Jones situation. Because if he balls out and don't get hurt.
Boy. I heard they've been teaching them some things, getting them some help with.
Man, shut up, man. I ain't gotta take this Tyler Haneke. Sam Howlett.
That's all right, but you know, ain't none of them throwing up gang signs.
Ain't nobody
had to get here hard enough to. Well, if you picking up offensive line from Pittsburgh, hey, that might not be too far away from you. I would love to see that 7-on-7.
You talking?
Yeah, you.
But
yeah.
I believe Heineke beat you last year.
Last year, right?
Yeah, but still, don't be talking that, because you lost to Heineke.
Talk about Philly in the draft. If Bijan Robinson, the running back from Texas, is there at 10, if y'all don't take him, y'all still it.
Well, that's the buzz that's going around.
Well, I mean, you already got three running backs.
Don't get sold on Rashad Penny being there.
No.
What? I mean, he still has a little injury history. We're also looking for depth.
Kevin, you probably ain't see this young man play.
Oh, I seen him.
Bijan Robinson, mm-hmm. Running back from Texas. That man is Marshall Faulk 2.0. If you put him, because you can line him up in the slot, you can line him up as running back, you could do zone read with him, you could do RPO with him, you could have him on waggles and swings with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, man, Jalen Hurts, man, look.
And Jalen Hurts needs...
And the best offensive
line. Needs to have a strong running back, like, because we got all small running backs.
They look like the Chiefs.
I think they're gonna be really good as far as that goes, because you still got options at least on that side. Like, you still got Gainwell. People have been sleeping on Gainwell for like a while. So I think between him, Boston Scott's still there.
Yeah.
So I think y'all still be fine on that end. I guess it doesn't hurt to have extras, of course, you know. But like I said, as long as y'all have something to protect Hurts. And that's
what Bijan Robinson will bring, because he's going to take those carriers off of Hurts. This season, all right, I was impressed with my Eagles. I said this season, if we were to be successful, then Jalen Hurts cannot lead this team in rushing. Okay, he did not lead his team in rushing. Miles Sanders was a league leader, team leader in rushing.
Right.
Now we need to take the next step. Jalen Hurts cannot lead this team in rushing touchdowns this season coming up. We have to take some of those running duties off his shoulders. Let him be more of a quarterback, more of a director. Because to another point, the NFL has decided that, you know, they're not going to vote against the tush push rule.
Oh,
this
year. That was another
but
one.
But that's something I need to see less out of Jalen Hurts. I need to see him less, because I mean, it's good, but that level of success is only temporary. Plays like that take tolls on your body, and it's not going to be able to sustain. So yeah, I do want to see Bijan Robinson. If he falls to us, the only other player I would accept, ironically, is Jalen Carter. Now, I think Jalen Carter might fall further down the draft board, but going into the offseason, that was my guy. That was high on. I was like, he's not getting past him. But to your point, Bijan Robinson makes perfect sense for Phil. Now, it's crazy because you really don't see running backs drafted that high. They're mostly second, third round guys, but there's these cases where you got this guy, this Bijan Robinson, and he is that dude. He is that dynamic. And you get him in our backfield with behind this offensive line. We got Isaac, put him behind Lane Johnson, who's not allowed a sack in 2 years.
Yeah.
Landon Dickinson's gonna be the right guard. I mean, the left guard. Jason Kelsey's coming back. At right guard, you probably have Cam Jurgens. And then you got big old IHOP at left tackle. Put that guy behind that line.
Woo! See, that explains why you've been on the phone with Howie all week. you over
we
there.
Showing up that deep. We
listen,
up
you've deep been over there making all these wheeling and dealing like Ric Flair and all that with that cup. When that cup is in session, that's dangerous.
Oh, no, there ain't no wheeling and dealing. We got, we gave Howie a new name. We call him Ski Mask Howie now.
Well,
because the way we snatched up Terrell Edmonds from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, I'm not sold on him yet.
Yes, please.
But put him with Greedy. I do love the Greedy.
I still cannot get past the name Greedy. I cannot. I don't know why. They have to grow on me some.
He's another ball hawk that's gonna come in and add some depth to this defensive back room.
He is also greedy because he bites on a lot of double moves.
So yes. that's like the Trayvon Diggs from Dallas for what it sounds like.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
But with that front four that we have, then there's not gonna be a lot of room for double moves. Yeah, because that front four is going to be back. We got Sweat coming back. We got Fletcher Costa is going to be back. Mm-hmm. Jordan Davis is going to take over for Javon Hargrave, and I can't wait to see what he does.
We also
got Hassan Reddick, you know, the team leader in sacks. Now, losing Javon Hargrave was huge, but I want to throw this little caveat out here. You take Javon Hargrave and the production he has, and I wish him nothing but the best in San Francisco. Go get that bag, my brother. You take his production off the Eagles' books, we still would have led the league in sacks. And you said to the point with Jordan Davis, yeah, he does have to trim it a little way, but what Javon Hargrave's one of his weaknesses was run defense, which is one of Jordan Davis's strengths. So I believe we can make up for the production we lost with Hargrave plus improve because I think our run defense is going to be a lot stronger this year. So I'm really excited to see what my Eagles can do. My only question is, same one as last year, can this defensive coordinator dial up this defense the right way? That's all I got to say about Philly.
So well, that, I'm sure you and him will have conversations next week about this whole topic. So if I see you over there throwing Eagle stuff on there for next week, then I know exactly where it's coming from.
Oh, you're going to see a lot. And also on the Studio W Sports page, fan page, I'm going to get that back up and jumping. I'm going to put all my posts and all my media on there. So guys, what team outside of your own, what football team has impressed you the most this offseason?
Chicago. I'm sorry, the Bears.
Shit.
Carolina. Whew. I say both of them because they both of them, since that trade, they both have made big moves.
Big move. That's a win-win situation to me.
Carolina went out and got some actual wide receiver depth. They don't have bona fide number one guy, but they got a bunch of guys that can be number two.
They got
two.
The boy Shockey. Yeah.
Chalk. DJ Chalk.
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, so they got Hayden Hurst from Cincinnati. And Cincinnati.
Thielen, they signed Thielen to the 3-year deal.
Yeah.
Cincinnati might be in trouble next year. And this is how you're going to know the powers of Joe Burrow. Because Cincinnati has lost a few starting defensive players. They've lost their starting tight end. We're going to see if Joe Burrow can lift
trash to the ceiling. Because if you think about it, Pittsburgh might be on another winning dynasty again. Because the division we thought was such a hard division to win. We don't know what to expect out of Cleveland. Cincinnati has lost a lot of defensive players. Lamar Jackson situation in Baltimore and Pittsburgh look like they are the solid team again in that division.
Yeah. Man, see, we got the boxing guru. Hey, Mark, I see you back. Hey, give us your take on NFL free agency right now. Who has impressed you the most?
I mean, everybody's just grabbing them over there.
Can't hear you, yeah. Mark.
Mark, can we hear you? Well, I guess he went out again somewhere. But,
Cam, I don't know, man. These Commanders, it's
yeah, you know, it's, like I said, it's hard to say at this point how that's going to turn out.
I just want to see what we're going to draft in the first round.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting to see how that's going to turn out.
Oh, Dave.
All right.
Mark, you back?
Hold on. Well, we got to get him on here. But, yeah, it's one of those things, man. It's one of, we just wait to see how that's going to turn out with the whole situation with free agency.
And I cannot ownership when it comes to, they done already start cleaning our house.
Man. I don't know, man. So, but you know, I think with Philly, with
the
all
man said, let me get my before y'all throw it all on the curb. All
right, go ahead. What you got?
No, I'm just saying that what the owner said. Let me get my before y'all throw it all on the curb. You know that it's interesting that Magic Johnson is now in the talks with this.
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
But see, they had four groups. Three of them now has become, first it was the two groups that they had made public. Mm-hmm. Then now the third one that became public with this billionaire out of nowhere. They say Bezos and put his thing back in the hat, but I ain't heard no more since then. I kind of believe that Bezos gonna end up with the team.
I don't think so.
Josh Harris' name was mentioned earlier that week too.
Yeah, don't Bezos got the Amazon Prime.
Yes,
account? Got the Amazon. But see, this is the gray line. So he basically have sold quotation mark Amazon to somebody else a couple of years ago after he did the NFL deal. So now the NFL says since he don't have sole ownership or control of the Amazon joint no more, he can bid for it. But owners don't like you double dipping. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People ain't gonna vote for that. So I don't think that's gonna end up happening. And the owners just voting on flexing the Thursday night game too.
I hope they bring some better Thursday night.
That's why they were trying to flex.
And speaking of which, there has been talk of actually finally doing something with these horrible Thursday night games. Now supposedly if this goes through, they give them like 15 days in advance.
Yep.
For that to happen. So, but then again, you know, but now we have to think about what's that means. There's going to be some more teams that'll be highlighted more, which will make them more tired at the end. You know, like you just finished playing Sunday and now you got to turn around and play like 4 days later. You know, that's going to take a toll on you. So I'm just curious how that's going to work out.
Yeah, but it ain't going to take a toll on their paycheck.
I think people should actually get paid more for them Thursday night games.
Yeah, I just hate the whole setup. I do kind of like how they're trying to base these games more around their off weeks, on their bye weeks and traveling to London and things of that nature. So I do kind of like it, how they're trying to off balance, but I still don't like it. Because at the end of the day, somebody's going to get more rest one team's going to get more rest than the other, and it's going to take a toll on the product. It really does. So, we like Cincinnati. We like Carolina. We like Chicago.
I don't like Cincinnati. Who likes Cincinnati?
I mean, as far as, you know, how their offseason went.
I don't like
that. I mean, me, I wouldn't, I'll say this. I kind of like the moves Philly was making. Just by, you know, the stuff that, when I saw what they y'all signed and re-signed, I mean, I actually like Philly, what Philly's trying to do, you know.
And there's more to come.
And that's
we're not done.
Here we go. Hey, look, you've been throwing on me all week, but I gotta give the flowers on this one. The people y'all picked up, and then some of the signings, I'm thinking like, okay, you know, some you may not be sold on at the moment, but you have to watch your time to develop to see. I mean, there's some picks that they may have to grow on you to see how they're gonna fare.
Right.
Like the one you told me the other day.
Terrell Edmonds.
Yes. See, I don't remember him per se, but you did say something about that y'all cooked him when y'all played the Steelers.
Oh yeah. He wasn't one of the safeties that got burned by, they got burned on that double coverage when AJ Brown caught that touchdown. But yeah, we did have some fun with him. Now, that's not saying that in a different setting, different offense, we can't use his talents to be on better, cause some of us, in the Eagles camp feel like he's an upgrade over Marcus Epps, who left and went to the Raiders. Now, my take on Marcus Epps was, my guy can hit, but he is a liability in coverage. And some say that it could be say the same thing for Terrell Edmonds, but we're going to see. I do like his intangibles. Uh-huh. He does have five sacks, five tackles for 15 tackles for loss over on his career. He started 75 or 79 games, so he is durable. And he's gonna be paired up on either over James Bradbury or Darius Slay. So I kinda like it. I wanna see what it looks like on the field.
I actually want this to work because as a wrestling reference from back in the day, when you pair with somebody that one person who is stronger, then you can help elevate your game. When you pair with a stronger person, that's going to raise your game a little bit. Like, okay, let's say for example, right? I got Rev alongside me. We know how strong and durable, whatever. He can elevate you with the right mindset to the next level. You know what I'm saying? So that's the one thing that I think with the right people in your corner, you can only imagine, like, you know, how much further you can go.
All right, now also I want y'all to keep out one thing that might drop for the Philadelphia Eagles. We're looking at the trading for Kevin Byard from the Tennessee Titans. Yeah, Tennessee is asking him to take a pay cut because their salary cap is in shambles right now. So he wants to look to go somewhere else and go to a contender. I would love to see Kevin Byard in a Philadelphia Eagles uniform. We're gonna see how we can work that magic, but there's some good safeties in this draft also. And it might come into a situation where we'd rather get a safety with a 30th pick, or, you know, try to finesse that in day two instead of paying Kevin Byard that bag. Because if we bring him in, we're definitely going to try to restructure him under his, cause I think he's in the final year of his contract and just doesn't want to take a pay cut. So. That could be a hang up with that, but also, yeah, keep an eye out for Kevin Byard. And also, I wanna say we might try to add another veteran receiver via free agency. I'm not sure who we might try to get, but I wouldn't be surprised if we try to pick up another receiver, because somebody has to challenge Quez Watkins for that third receiver role. And Zach Pascal has packed his bags and went to Arizona. I think, yeah, he went to Arizona.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, Zach Pascal, because he was on a 1-year deal.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And
I didn't know that.
I praise him. He did his job. He didn't catch a lot of passes. It wasn't a lot of production, but he was highly productive in our running game. He's a great team player, great blocker, and he's going to be an asset to the Arizona Cardinals. Yeah. So let's talk about any, is there any other team that y'all was impressed with as far as free agency goes? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so who you got?
I mean, I like the little move Dallas made for their secondary.
Oh, you talking about Gilmore?
Yeah. Yeah, getting Stephon Gilmore was huge for them. It was getting Stephon, because outside Trayvon Diggs, whoever they had on the other side, it doesn't matter who it was, they was getting cooked.
Let me ask you this question, because I work with a couple of the star fans. They act like this dude ain't just getting moved 3 times in 4 years.
You talking about Ronald Jones?
No,
Gilmore.
Stephon Gilmore.
They act like this dude ain't been traded like 3 or released or let go 3 times in 4 years. If he was that great of a cornerback, would people just be letting him go like that?
Yeah. No, but they're not bringing him in asking him to be the number one guy. Diggs is still going to be the number one guy. Can you trust Gilmore to cover the number two receivers?
Depends on what scheme they playing.
In the NFC?
Gilmore is a zone scheme type player. What you call it, playing a lot of man.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I thought Gilmore played man. Wasn't he with the Saints?
No.
He played with New England.
I think about Lattimore.
Yeah, now you think about Lattimore.
Yeah.
Gilmore came from Carolina.
I thought he came from Buffalo.
Yeah. Oh, he did? No, well, I remember he played for New England for a long time. Then he got traded to, I know what the, he was with the Colts also.
Yeah, he got traded from the Colts just now.
Yeah, from the Colts to the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I still think he's an impact player of, you know, for the most part. So I'm not going to, like, you know, downplay his value for anything now, you know, but like I said, if it's a 50-50 ball, that's going to be the question. You know what I'm saying? So, like that one play, Romar, I know you know this one very well. That one play with Scary Terry got up on there against the Colts and took that ball away from him.
Yeah.
When Taylor Heinicke made that comeback, that one game.
He did play for Carolina 1 year, Romar. See, he was with Stephon Gilmore. Almost got 11 years in the league, man. How much more trade he got on them tires?
Not too much.
Because he started off with Buffalo, played 4 years with Buffalo, played 3 years in New England. At 21, he played with Carolina. 22 was the Colts. Now he gonna play 23 in Dallas. Yeah, he got 11 years in.
This might be it for him.
Exactly. Mm. 3 teams in 3 years. 4 teams in 4 years.
Ooh, I can't wait. Mm. Makes me intrigued for that Philadelphia-Dallas matchup. Who they going to put on Smitty and who they going to put on AJ?
Doesn't matter who they put on y'all receivers. They're going to be open. That's how I feel about Miami. It don't matter who's covering the receiver. You need to get pressure on the quarterback.
And then that brings me to where I think Dallas is going to trip up at, because you know they let go of Zeke and they got Tony Pollard back. I mean, Tony Pollard's on the franchise tag. Now Tony Pollard is a good running back. He's going to give you 1,000 yards rushing, but you got a quarterback that has missed time due to injuries in the pocket for the past 2 seasons. And Tony Pollard is not, I'm not sold on Tony Pollard's blitz pickup. I was sold on Zeke's. Even though nobody was sold on Zeke's production last year. But as far as protecting the quarterback, as far as picking up those defensive ends that's coming at you, yeah, I'll trust Zeke all day.
What are your thoughts of them picking up Ronald Jones the other day? The Cowboys.
Same thing with Gilmore. Same thing with Gilmore. He's on his last leg too, and can I trust him? But can I trust him to stay healthy? No.
No, no, no. No, no, no.
Nah. I mean, yeah, I think a lot of people were questioning that move too. Even the Cowboys fans were like, wait a minute, we got rid of Zeke for this. So, yep. I don't
yes,
know.
They, yes, they did. And it, so,
Dallas didn't have a first round draft pick.
Who was?
Dallas don't even have a first round draft pick.
They traded him? I thought they had one. I thought they did.
I'm looking at it right now. Dallas does not have a first round draft pick.
Who did they trade away?
It might have been a while ago. But they ain't got no first round draft pick.
Oh, so sad for them. Oops.
No, I'm sorry, they do. 26.
I was about to say.
26. They got a first round.
How about say as an Eagles fan, I'd be happy with that.
26.
26 guys.
They gonna move up. I'm telling you. That might be the move up to try to get Bijan Robinson.
They're gonna have to move up a whole lot. Mm-hmm. They're gonna have to give up a couple of first moves.
It's gonna have to be a lot of wheeling and dealing going around for that to happen.
I don't think they have the draft capital, or they're gonna wanna give up the draft capital to move up to number 10. They're gonna have to move up to at least number, they're gonna have to move up beyond 10. Maybe they can finesse Chicago into that, out that ninth pick. It's going to take at least that to get Bijan Robinson in Dallas. It's going to take at least that. Guys, man, the time has flown, and it is time for us to get up out of here. And what an awesome show it was today. I'd like to thank the boxing guru, Mr. Mark Daniels, for chiming in today. Hopefully next week we'll be back. He'll be back and give us some more 411 on in the boxing scene. But guys, I'm gonna send this on around the room. Give you guys a few minutes, you know, tell the folks what's going on and wish them well for the rest of the week. Rev.
Hey, what's going on, Pete Party people? Got a, you know, Sunday morning worship service, 10:30, hour power, 10:30, 11:30. We up out there at 11:30, no later. We'll be going probably later on this summer for my USPL card, US powerlifting card. We'll be trying to start training for that in a couple weeks. Be in Jamaica next week, so I'm not going to be here. I will be here, but I'll be in Jamaica next week.
Jamaica.
Yeah, celebrating year 45 on God's green earth. So
welcome to Jamra.
Then my wife said she want to go to Kingston to a dance hall. I was like, you can go by yourself.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to there. You ain't going in nobody's backyard with no shoes on.
No, sir. No, sir. But, yeah, man. And then just getting kids ready to start off life, man. Daughter should be graduating at the end of this year. Son will be graduating next year. It's just a wonderful time. Hopefully, we'll burn it back so I can walk around my house bucket naked soon. That's it, man. I'm just enjoying life, loving life, man. Thank you guys for the support always. With whatever I'm doing, especially with this new venture of powerlifting. So, you know, thank y'all. Appreciate y'all. Always love.
Yeah. Appreciate you, Rev. Yo, Roma.
Yeah.
Time to bounce, bro. What you got to say?
Just go chill, relax, study. Got to get ready to take this third portion of this GED test on this journey of getting my GED. I took my official math test Tuesday. So go home, put my head in the books for a while. Try to catch a game. If not, I'll read about it on ESPN on my phone. But truly, I've been looking more into the girls tournament. The girls tournament has been really good. That's where all the ball players at this year, y'all. Real talk. You want to see ball players? That's where you go. Look at the women's tournament. That's where all the ball players at.
Yeah, well, you know where my money is. It's always going to be on Dawn Staley in the South Carolina game.
Yeah, she got 2'6"9 girls on that show.
But enjoy y'all weekend, man. Be safe. Man.
Yes, sir. Yo, Cam.
Hey, man. Listen, like I said, only thing I got going on, man, is try to watch these last, you know, well, not last, but you got games coming up tonight and tomorrow. And I will be in Williamsburg this afternoon, man, chowing down, get my grub on. That's why I'm trying to save my appetite. For those who don't know, Captain George's. But yeah, man, but I'm going to tell you what, it's always a blessing a major blessing, man. Whenever I see or hear from Rev, boy, I be like, okay, I already know guarantee he be dropping some knowledge, dropping dollars, not dimes. He's dropping some dollars on something. And I'm going to tell you what, nothing puts a smile on my face, boy. When I see stuff going on, not just in, you know, his, man. I mean, he just takes everybody, man, to the next level. Making sure you have the right mindset. And boy, I'm going to tell you what. I mean, I have the cool, biggest Kool-Aid smile. I get super hyped, man, for people to chime in. And especially seeing them in person driving by and chopping it up like we always do. Man, it just puts an extra huge smile on my face, no matter what kind of weather we have.
Oh, yes, I appreciate that. Appreciate you, Kev. Yo, ladies and gentlemen. It's been one heck of a party once again. So that's how we're going to ride this thing on out. It has been the Studio W Sports Page for Mark, for the Rev, for Romoff, for my man Kevin Harris. It's your boy Mill signing out. Yo, see y'all next week, but also I'm going to see y'all in church tomorrow.